From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm Sarah Reich. The Board of Supervisors agreed to work on dedicating staff and funding to an economic development program run by West Business Development Center. Supervisors also agreed to spend Measure B money to remodel the Behavioral Health Training Center in Redwood Valley, purchase a gun locker for the site, and reimburse the Sheriff's Office for crisis intervention training for law enforcement. And now that the county is in the fourth year of collecting the half-cent sales tax, the board requested proposals on what it would take to get a psychiatric health facility, or PUF, going in different locations. The one cannabis item, which came up briefly at the end of the day, generated the most correspondence, including 18 lots of 25 letters each that were forwarded from the Planning Commission. The board established a moratorium on Phase 3 cannabis cultivation permitting in preparation for a controversial new chapter in the county code, which has not been finalized yet. MOVE 2030 is an economic development program based, according to Paul Garza, the chair of West Business Development Center, on data and research. The work was funded by a grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Yesterday, West asked the board to form an ad hoc committee that would work on getting more funding to further the program and dedicating a county staff person to coordinate with the nonprofit. Garza made a pitch for the value of data before offering some to the board.
MOVE 2030 has provided in-depth analysis of the county's industry clusters and their respective employment multipliers for the first time. Additionally, we have consistently advocated for the creation of jobs that pay living wages. We can now identify, based upon the standard MIT calculation, that for Mendocino County, a living wage to support a family of four is $27.44 per hour. That includes health and welfare benefits for an annual salary of a little over $57,000. Challenges include, first, high specialization in agriculture, forestry, and certain manufacturing sectors. For example, four of the six top industries are forestry related. High concentration in low wage industries. Only five of the top 20 most concentrated industries offer average earnings above the livable wage. The takeaway is our economy is fragile, not because it is small, but because it's too concentrated. MOVE 2030, based upon our extensive engagement with the community, is advocating for an asset-based approach to the county's economic development. The new data helps us to understand that our legacy industries actually represent very substantial opportunities given the right interventions.
Garza said there were bright spots in using biomass for sustainable product development, manufacturing in cannabis, food, beer, wine, and distilleries, and metal. Some of the biggest challenges, according to surveys, are access to technology and startup funds. Michelle Hutchins, the superintendent of the Mendocino County Office of Education, was enthusiastic about using the program to fine-tune workforce training. Supervisor Dan Jurdy was all in, citing a study by economists with Sonoma Clean Power.
And what they showed was, based on previous economic development before the recession, that Sonoma County was likely to fully recover all of its job losses within 5 years. Mendocino County would not quite even regain all of the jobs lost in 5 years. I think the kind of comprehensive proposal that's coming in from MOVE 2030, all the stakeholders, makes a lot of sense. And I would like to see us invest the resources to have that staff member, to have the funding funnel in for several years to come.
Supervisors Ted Williams and Maureen Mulhern agreed to bring a proposal back to the full board within a month. The board also agreed unanimously to authorize close to $300,000 of Measure B money to remodel the Behavioral Health Training Center in Redwood Valley, including fire sprinklers. Another $8,400 of Measure B money will go to purchasing a gun locker, though Jan McGordy called in to say she thought it was inappropriate.
Guns don't benefit behavioral health patients in the least, and they shouldn't be associated with it. Now, I know at the last CIT training, the officers were carrying, which, you know, I think surely they could stash their guns somewhere and act like normal citizens when they come into an educational institution. And if they need to have a gun locker, it should be at the sheriff's substation, and the sheriff's office should pay for it. Maybe they could charge rental like you do in any other, like a bus locker or something.
Another $12,400 of Measure B funds will go to reimbursing the sheriff's department for a training that is usually paid for by NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. This particular training was not held at a county building, though, so NAMI refused to pay for it, according to Jan McGordy. The board chose to reimburse the training this one time, but to have a plan moving forward. Supervisors also called for more plans about possible locations for a PUF, one on a ranch somewhere in the unincorporated part of the county, and another at the property on Whitmore Lane, which CEO Carmelangelo called a free fixer-upper because it was purchased with $2.2 million of CARES Act funding. It will need a new roof, though, which will cost close to $3 million. Williams urged Dr. Janine Miller, the head of behavioral health, to research the options.
Maybe this is like ordering a sandwich. We have some check mark boxes, and we have about $7 to spend, and we need to know which ingredients we can throw in there for a total of $7. I think we need our director to bring forward those check boxes. And, you know, if a PUF is one, great. If not, you know, give us a few more that we can choose from. Pick a location, tell us what the options are, and let's vote on it.
Supervisor John Haschak gave a general idea of what he would be voting for.
We've been told, and I think that there's pretty much consensus, that the sandwich needs to be a PUF.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.